Oh yeah, the greatest sound in the world. Pop it in the can.
It's back.
Pop it.
It's back. It's been a while.
Is this because the Padres won yesterday? That's why you busted
no,
up.
I need something way stronger than Michelob Ultra after that game.
For those who
I don't like this. I don't like my team being in the playoffs, by the way. I know nobody, no fan's gonna admit it out loud. I'm admitting I don't like my team being in the playoffs. I hate it.
Oh, it's the best.
You know how many? You know how much of that game I enjoyed last night?
0%.
0%. Even when even the last out, it wasn't enjoyable. It was like, oh, thank God, it's finally over.
Yeah, it is. It is because there's no clock. It's just grinded out stress the whole way. And especially when you're winning, you're afraid of blowing it. At least when you're down,
I was much less stressed in game one. Much less.
Yeah, at least when you're down, you're like hopeful. Oh yeah, we could come back. We could come
if
back.
If you don't, whatever. You're already mentally prepared to lose. Like, you're not going to come back against the Dodgers. It's fine. But when they're up, it's like their lineup. It's just like, okay, All Star, Hall of Famer, MVP, 270 hitter. Oh, this guy's a Padre killer. Oh, Clay Thompson's brother. Because we have to mention that, of course. You can't go a broadcast without mentioning that Trace and Clay are brothers. Yeah. It's just nonstop with that team. It's unbelievable. And the Padres are still going to win in four. I don't know how they're going to do it.
It's like David Carr and Derek Carr and Devontae Adams playing in college right. together.
Yeah, do you know they play college together?
But yeah, like I feel like that Astros win today, let's say 30 years from now, we're in the middle of the ALDS.
Yeah, big win. Big win for the Padres.
Yeah, and then yesterday, but the first game, they were down like 8.
Yeah, like imagine being Mina Kimes. Like you hate like terrible.
Yeah, like you know, you're waiting all year for Seattle to be in the
MLB. All year, you're waiting your whole life.
20 years.
Right, I mean, me too, by the way.
Yeah, and Seattle's finally gonna break the streak. And same with the Padres of hosting. New York, Nick SDI is back. Did he cross the border and get a
free flight? For some reason, I didn't wake up in Martha's Vineyard.
God,
who's this? Who's this? Knicks?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good. That is a good.
Is this the first time on the SEN the Degenerate Podcast, Knicks?
Yeah, I think it
I
is.
I don't,
a
I don't think I know. I don't know he, she, they, them. I don't know.
Oh,
who
but
I just don't know. I don't know who that. I don't know if it's you know who that is.
But like Yordan Alvarez. Like if you're the Astros, game one, you're like losing the whole game, and Yordan Alvarez hits that massive 3-run homer. And
yeah, like so. If you're an Astro,
Sans pants.
Right. If you're an Astro fan in that situation, that's great. Like you won the game, you thought you were going to lose. Great.
Yeah.
If you're a Mariners fan, like you've been stressed out for 9 innings, and then that's
the ending.
That's the end.
Yeah,
and that's what I knew was going to happen last night. I knew that was going to happen. It just didn't, but I knew it was going to happen.
And then you know, yeah, like so I found this out on the broadcast that the Padres, when the series goes to Game Three, will be having their first home playoff
tomorrow,
game
yeah.
since 2006. And the Mariners, obviously, they hadn't made any playoffs, real or fake, since 2001. Both, you know, with the Padres, even the Marlins, yeah. the fake playoffs of 2020.
Yeah, it's almost like so after the Mets series. They kept asking the players, how does it feel, the Padres players, how does it feel? You're finally going to give a home game to the fans, blah, blah, blah. Then after game two, it's the same questions. Like, what are they supposed to say? No, it sucks. We'd rather play on the road. Our fans suck. We don't want to give them a home game. Like, they're going to give you the same answer. We're excited. They're a good fan base. We're glad to give. They deserve it, blah, blah, blah. Like, stop asking the same stupid questions.
But then you also had a goose. A goose on the field.
Yeah, the last time there was a goose on the field, the Padres made the World Series in 1984.
Goose Gossage.
That was a big distinction, by the way. There's a mean guy who's having like a lot, like it's almost like he's watching Chris Rock because there's a goose on the floor on the field. He's laughing like he's never seen a duck before.
Yeah, but he's just calling it a duck.
And then I go on Twitter and there's a bird expert. And he's like, no, look at the beak. It's actually a goose. And then I was like, huge, huge difference because now it's not a rally duck. Now it's Goose Gossage. Big difference. It was a duck. The Dodgers won that game.
Yeah.
Josh Hader, 4-out save last night. Last Padre reliever to get a 4-out save in the playoffs was Goose Gossage in 1984.
He's an expert in bird law.
This Adam Amin, like, I've never been one of those guys who thinks that broadcasters hate my teams and root for the other team. Like, I've never been that guy. Like, everybody hates Joe Buck because if you're watching a Giants-Cowboy game and you're a Giant fan, you think he's rooting for the Cowboys. If you're a Cowboy fan, you think he's rooting for the Giants. Like, I've never been that guy. But this Amin guy, clearly a Dodger fan.
Oh!
Clearly a Dodger fan. Like when Cronenworth hits the home run, it's just like in a deep ball to right field. Mookie Betts is looking up. It's gone. But when Trey Turner hits a home run, the guy's celebrating like he just won the lottery.
Well, I mean, maybe it's the home team. He gets the rise of the crowd. Which, by the way, can I bring it up since we bring up the Dodgers?
No, it's probably because he's friends with Joe Davis.
that could be true.
Which, by the way, thank God they put the Padres on FS1 and not on Fox, because I'm not going to have to hear Joe Davis.
Yeah. Can we bring back the organist? Because the Dodgers, that organ guy is awesome.
Amazing.
And say the Atlanta Braves. Those are the only two teams that have the organists. Yes. Everyone else just relies on house music.
Instead of worrying about where the team is allowed to place a shortstop, how about we require every team to have an organist?
Yes, good. Bring back the damn organist,
man, friend.
I'm with you
on this one, 100%.
Like, you know, that stuff was awesome. Like, in between a bat, da 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 da. Like, you know, bring it all back. We need the damn organist. It's kind of like a college band. The equivalent of having a college band. Like, you know, Leroy goes off every time he goes to a Canes game, and they have the house music drowning out the band. Like, he loses it.
I'm kind of with the DJ on that one. But the organist is great.
No, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I feel like
not really. Like, I don't need to see the drum guy going like that.
You don't need to see them. We need to be able to hear them. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like
that. No, the band music.
I don't like it. I'm just not a fan of it. But the organist is phenomenal.
I know. I just feel like when you take like traditional music and you put it into organ form or band form, it's like, wow, it's so much better. I never thought it would feel that way, but that's what it is. But we need the organist back.
Yeah, but you might not hear that organ. Look at that. The Padres might hear it again, back to back series. Maybe.
That's right. You're saying they're gonna move. They're moving past the Dodgers.
No, Padres in four.
Padres in four, just like that.
If you forget about the fake 2020 season, and let's ignore that. Let's forget about the fake 2020 season for a minute. Dave Roberts and the Dodgers are playoff chokers, and they do it because Dave Roberts is terrible at handling his bullpen. He's great at it in the regular season when it doesn't matter. But who's their closer, Robbie?
Their closer is was it Kimbrel? Was it Kimbrel? He's on the roster. He's on the roster. Yeah.
Who's their closer?
Who is their closer?
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
No, including the players, by the way. It's we'll go matchup. We'll go based on the analytics. We'll go based on the computer. Like, this has been the problem with Dave Roberts in the playoffs, except for the 2020 fake season, because it was a fake season. But this is why he always loses in the playoffs. Tony Gosling was a Heisman candidate, or Heisman.
Well put.
I'm ahead of myself. Tony Gosling was a Cy Young candidate for a long time. And remember I told you, he doesn't throw more than 100 pitches. He's never thrown more than 100 pitches this year. Because Dave Roberts goes to his bullpen way too early. They don't have a rule. If you're the Padres, if you're the Phillies, if you're any team in baseball, last night, it's the seventh inning, you know the Padres are probably going to go with Nick Martinez, Big Game Bob, maybe Garcia. Like, those are the three. If you're the Dodgers and you're sitting in the bullpen and the phone rings, you're like who are they calling for? He's a terrible manager.
Yeah, playoff Kershaw was back.
Nobody was. I mean, he didn't pitch that bad.
The band is part of college football.
You know what's funny? It's funny how when you get that reputation, right? Because he had the same – it was almost the same exact line as Yu Darvish. I think Kershaw gave up one more hit than Darvish. But same amount of innings, same amount of runs. Everything was very similar. And the commentary is Yu Darvish bounces back. Good playoff start. Kershaw chokes in the playoffs again.
Five innings, three runs. That wasn't a good start by Darvish.
I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm just telling you that.
That's what they said. Yeah, because he got the win.
Like one article was Kershaw chokes again. Darvish pitches well. Like they had the same line.
Yeah, Darvish has not been a historically good postseason pitcher.
That's not true, though, by the way. It's one star. He had one bad start in the playoffs.
It gave seven to the World Series. Okay.
I mean, it wasn't a good time to have a bad start, but he had one.
Well, the New York Knicks says the band is college football. If I want house music, I'll go to an NFL game. Totally agree. And they only do it at Canes games. Nobody else, they don't drown out the house music.
I don't know. When I went to LSU, I heard more Garth Brooks than I heard the band.
Well, Garth Brooks, that's the thing they play after the third quarter.
Yeah, it was great, by the way. I loved it.
Call him back. All right, we're on a time crunch here, SDI.
No, we got time crunch for what?
Well, we got a couple.
There's no game tonight.
There's no game tonight. We got a couple college games going on right now. Baylor and
if
West
anybody's in this chat and leaves at 8:30 to go watch Commanders Bears, don't come back.
No, no, no! Please come back. We want everybody back. ELE, everybody want. Everybody love everybody. We want. You know,
if you're picking Carson Wentz over me,
I look. It's football. Football. Look, Baylor.
It's not football.
Well, this line's moving like crazy. Baylor, West Virginia. Right now, it's in the second quarter, 10:52 left. Baylor's
we're gonna do some live betting.
Live lines, baby. Baylor's up 17-7, and they're laying as a live line. They're laying 7.5 on the road at WVU. I think I gotta take WVU and the points.
Baylor's not ranked anymore. Weren't they like number 4 like a week ago?
Yeah. Then they had a couple. I know they lost to BYU and they lost to Oklahoma State. I know that.
Yeah, I like all these games on FS1. I wonder if Adam Amin is rooting for West Virginia. give me West Virginia in this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the point. I'm gonna take the points here live.
What was your original line? What was your remember?
It was like West Virginia -3.5.
Okay, I would have taken Baylor. I would have taken Baylor then. No, I mean, I know it's funny to say that now, but.
And now you got the other game going on, Temple at UCF. UCF is only up 14-10 in the 12 minutes left of the second quarter, but they're still 19.5-point favorites on the live line.
It's early second quarter. Yeah, I like UCF.
Yom Kippur was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't remember. A week and a half.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, so yeah, everybody already went to Temple. I'll take UCF. Yeah. I'll lay the points. Oh,
all right. What about Louisiana Marshall?
Oh yeah, that was Wednesday night.
Bobby, you ruined the bit.
Well, everybody knows that.
You were supposed to give me the line, and I was going to take the wrong line. Like, what was the line? What was the line?
It was 10.5.
But who was favored?
I believe the Raging Cajuns were favored.
So 10.5, I would have taken the Raging Cajuns. That was the bit.
Yeah. Actually, just did they win yesterday? All right, now we got a time crunch. Pick the NFL Thursday night game. That is the Washington Commanders. I got to be honest. I feel like I was less likely to slip up when they were the Washington football team, but I feel like I catch myself saying.
I agree with you. I agree with you because now they have a nickname. Before it was just the Washington football team.
And then you're
more likely to call them the R's, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't want to get canceled.
Well, that can mean a lot of things. Some people don't like the R's.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Anything R related, you're gonna get canceled.
The Washington's a 1-point favorite tonight in Chicago on Amazon Prime. And before
Washington's a favorite.
Yep, they're on the road, but let's SDI.
Chicago's only a 1-point underdog?
At home, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I don't, wow.
Watch, RVA Richie says, watch out RTD and SDI. Snyder will dig up dirt on you. That's
funny. I like that, Snyder. No, I'm kidding, I don't like him.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, good save there because you want to talk about getting canceled. Yeah, so make sure you say I don't like him 10 times.
I don't like him.
But, all right, let's see what we got.
I didn't want him to dig dirt on me. It wasn't, you know.
All right, so only 704 miles from DC to Chicago, and obviously 2-hour flight.
It's not from DC, but yeah.
Oh yeah, so for technically Maryland. from Upper Maryland,
mm-hmm.
But the flights from DC. I don't think there's a Landover Airport.
But I bet you Reagan is not in DC.
Well, I would say Dulles is probably not in DC. It's like in Virginia, I think.
I bet you Reagan's the same way.
Well, I know I only know this from watching baseball games, that charter flights is a weird nugget. Charter flights are not allowed to fly into Reagan, that they have to fly into Dulles because, I guess, of conflict with the, like if the president has to leave or whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's
Air Force One is stationed.
I don't know. I just saw that somewhere.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't know why. I forget why that's a rule, but it is a rule that team charters have to fly into Dulles.
No, that makes sense. That actually does make sense. Because the airport has to be available for Air Force One to leave right away. That makes sense.
I don't like them. Georgia Jeff voice. That's an odd set.
Go up, Robbie. Right. I can't see the map.
All right. Back to the map.
Okay, right. Go up. You move down.
Oh, I moved down?
Yeah. We're down in Georgia now.
Oh, scroll up on the map. Oh, yeah, because that's what, there you go.
No, now down. There you go. No, up there.
I can zoom in, too. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, let's zoom in a little bit.
All right, let's give it a little zoom ski. Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, God, you got to go through Pittsburgh and Cleveland? Holy moly.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough drive.
You go to Toledo?
Toledo's
I think I'd rather go to Fort Wayne way.
Oh yeah, you go Fort Wayne, and yeah, it's pretty much just more we pass through Morgantown, right. Where, but, catch a little bit of the west.
Find out which one has more EV charging stations. Which route?
let's see. Yeah, this route's 12 hours 30 minutes, and this other route's 11:30. Where do I get the EV charging stations again?
Up top.
Oh wait, no way.
The left, right, other right.
This way.
No, the other way. On top of the map, on top of Michigan, right on top of where it says Michigan.
Oh, EV charging stations. This is great radio here. Waiting for it to load.
Good thing we're not on the radio.
You know what? There probably is. I doubt there's no. I mean, going through like this area of the Midwest. There's no way. Oh, whoa! Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. How about that? You got some Tesla superchargers in there. You got some electric vehicle charging stations. All right.
All right,
they can take the California bus.
Yeah, you know what? That being said, I'm going to take Washington now. Now they got electrical charging stations. I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, no. What's worse, that Washington's favored or that Chicago is only a 1-point dog?
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty embarrassing for Chicago to be an underdog in this situation.
It's over 500 miles.
Yep.
3 points or less? You reluctantly have to take Chicago.
Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. Yeah.
I know the whole line of like when games are bad, you bet them to watch them. Like this is a game that you don't bet because if you bet, you have to watch it. Like you don't want to watch this.
Enhance. Stop talking. What happened to Rock Hard Internet? Tesla Superstar Station.
Yeah.
This game stinks coming in from Trevor. Orange helmet on the Bears. Oh, I feel better.
Also, by the way, look at Trevor's profile picture.
What is...
We're going to get to it later.
Oh, there's a backstory on that.
I have thoughts on this. By the way, Trevor, stick around for the Biaso segment because I have thoughts on that.
All right. And now Friday college football, Navy at SMU. The Ponies are laying 12.5 points. I think I got to go with the Ponies at Rhett Lashley and Mordecai.
Yeah, the problem is he's got that Mario Cristobal sting on him now because he's coming from Miami. Give me the Navy.
Check this out. UTSA at FIU. National TV FIU game. Actually, not for you. It's on the CBS Sports Network. You gotta go.
I gotta go to the penitentiary.
Yeah, go to the penitentiary. You gotta go to UTSA at FIU. And UTSA is laying 33.5 points on the road. I feel like FIU national TV or regional TV in the prisons. Getting that many points at home. I feel like FIU has to have some sort of pride here. Give me FIU.
There is a 0% chance I'm watching this game because I have a bit of a conflict.
Oh yeah, okay.
Bit of a conflict.
You don't want to go two screens? You don't want to talk to LSU Phil and have sort of a sports bar?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought about it for the SMU game, but no way in hell. It's game three, Padres Dodgers. Pause up.
But it's nationally televised. If the Padres will be on national TV again the following night.
If you told me that there would be an NLW dancing naked in the background of this game, I would still not watch it because it's game three Padres Dodgers in the division series.
I actually went to one of those for work this past weekend. I had to work.
No, fully naked.
Burlesque might as well have been fully naked. They were just like a tassel away from being flat out naked. All right, now we get to
if you tell me I could be on stage with that girl at the place you were at on this past weekend, like, and I have all access and all that. Nope, I can't. It's game three, NLDS, Padres Dodgers.
I think I'd take FIU. I'd take the FIU game in that situation.
if it was Marlins Braves, NLDS?
No, you're probably right, SD. Yeah. I would do that. All right, now we get to the Saturday football. Big Nooner, Penn State at Michigan. Michigan laying. This is the big noon game.
No, I know. Is this where game day is going?
Game day is not going here. I know where game day is going.
Don't tell me where yet. I'm going to try to guess. I'm surprised you're not going to Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is actually a better game statistically. But Michigan
10-5? Okay.
Michigan is a 7-point favorite at home. I'm going to take Penn State. I feel like it's a lot of points to lay with Michigan.
Yeah, you hate Michigan this year. Even though they had a really hard beginning of the year. It's a tough schedule at the beginning of the year. Did Penn State play last week?
I believe they did.
Okay. Let me check. And this is important.
Well, yeah, Michigan hasn't had a bye yet. Penn State has. Penn State's 5-0. Oh, no, you know what? You might be right because they played.
The last time they played was October 1st. This is important. It's important. Why? Who's Penn State's defense coordinator?
Oh, it's Manny Diaz.
Manny Diaz off, coming off a bye. I'm taking Michigan.
Oh, you know what? Is it too late to switch my pick?
Great, no, you can switch it. And I wish you had a Mac 7 tomorrow because you would have thrown that in there.
Who says I don't have a Mac 7 tomorrow?
Oh, but you didn't have it last week, did you?
I didn't, but maybe. I'm not ruling it out yet, but I was working on technical stuff.
Okay, all right.
I'm not promising anything. I mean, I haven't told
Toby. By the way, this is the first time. How long have we been doing this podcast?
3 years.
This is the first time. I did some research before. I looked at Penn State. Penn State had a bye.
apparently my internet's getting my
no, Michigan. I think it's RVA Richie's because you're good with me.
All right. Michigan always plays sleepy nooners. Auburn, Ole Miss laying 15. Yeah, I think Auburn can't wait to fire their coach. I'll take Ole Miss.
I'm gonna say this every week until they do it. This is the week they fire their coach. Can be Ole Miss.
Right, this game is so fascinating, SDI.
It's extremely fascinating because of the line, because of the history, because of who it is, all that.
Kansas at Oklahoma. This time Kansas is the only team here ranked. And Oklahoma is a 9-point favorite, which I don't know if that's a lot or if that's too little, because normally Oklahoma, when they play Kansas, they're laying 35 points.
So my Oklahoma insider said for the first time in his life, he's scared to play Kansas.
No, I don't blame him. They got pounded by Texas, 49-0.
Agreed. Everything points. The line is weird. Everybody's going to – it's just weird. It doesn't make sense. It's Kansas. It's Oklahoma. I know Oklahoma hasn't been great. I know Kansas has been better than expected. Their coach is already talking about going to like Nebraska, Wisconsin. It's already in his head. Oklahoma covers this easy.
That's good reasoning. But I will say, Dylan Gabriel is coming back for Oklahoma. That is kind of a big deal getting their quarterback.
That's probably why the line is what it is.
No, I think the line is what it is because Vegas is way too scared to make it a close game or Kansas as a favorite. I mean, you probably think
there'd be a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, there'd be a lot of money coming on Oklahoma.
Yeah, like, I mean, because normally Oklahoma in this situation is laying 31 points minimum. And now you're making, like, if you make Oklahoma like a 3-point favorite, you make Kansas a big point favorite, everyone's going to bet on Oklahoma and Vegas is going to be holding on for dear life, holding on like in the fetal position, scared to death.
I'm with New York Nick on this one. I like OU money line.
Well, yeah, I mean, you might as well lay the points.
You're right. Yeah, my bad. New York Nick, I disagree with you. If you're gonna take money line, you gotta take Kansas, not OU.
Yeah, well, I mean, unless you do a money line parlay,
But at that point, you might as well just take Kansas and -9 or +9 and put them in the same parlay.
Yeah, but yeah, Oklahoma is a 9-point favorite in this game. They're giving away 9 points. Also, noon on ABC, Iowa State at Texas.
This is a game day game.
Oh, nope, not the game day game.
Brock Purdy against Vince Young?
nope. No. The Quinn Ewers guys.
Last week, the Texas would finally see if Sarkisian would show Lincoln Riley who's boss for the first time.
Lincoln Riley's not the coach of Oklahoma anymore. Texas is a 16-point favorite. Quinn Ewers came back and he lit it up. So I guess you got to ride. Now everybody's going to wonder if Quinn Ewers was healthy for that Alabama game. And, you know,
for sure, they beat Alabama 100%. They're 5-1. No, they're 6-0 if he doesn't get hurt, and they're a top five team.
Yeah, because I think the other game was Texas Tech in overtime.
And so, they didn't have their quarterback. I like Texas to cover this.
Yeah, I'll take Texas big. Minnesota at Illinois. Check out this line, SDI. You want to talk about fishy?
This is massive disrespect to Bielema.
This is like the fish that they got in the fishing scandal. You hear about the fishing scandal, by the way, SDI? The
fishing scandal.
Yeah, no. It's all over ESPN. Like Scott Van Pelt talked about these
fishing.
These guys from Ohio in this fishing tournament, they got some walleye and they stuffed weights in their walleye.
Genius. How has nobody done that before?
And then he got caught. And not only did they get caught, they had like their boat seized.
They were bringing in fentanyl?
Yeah.
It was like seizing people at the border with drugs, but were seizing the fish people with weights?
Yes. There's a huge scandal, especially a super fishy situation. But the Gophers are laying 6.5 points on the road at Illinois. Give me Illinois.
This is massive disrespect to Bielema. This is the money line game, Illinois.
Yeah, I feel like it's based on because where Minnesota was a couple weeks ago, where they were blowing everybody out, but Illinois a couple weeks ago wasn't that good prior to pounding Wisconsin. So it's basically a preseason line. They just haven't adjusted to the. It's basically a line of what would have been before the season started, and they haven't adjusted to the season so far. Colgate Army.
No, wait, New York Knicks. I totally missed that, by the way. I totally missed that. That fishy, I see what you did there. I totally missed it. Totally missed that.
I knew what I was doing.
No, I know. So did New York Knicks. I totally missed it. But
Colgate Army, moving on. Central Michigan, Akron. Central Michigan. Wow, battle of 1-5. But Central Michigan's laying 13.5 points. But you know what? I think Central Michigan's a more competitive 1-5. I think they put up 44 on Oklahoma State, and I think they hung with Penn State for a little bit. But very underrated 1-5. I'll take Central Michigan, lay the point.
Most underrated 1-5 team in Group 5 college football history. Give me the Seamus.
Miami of Ohio at Bowling Green. Miami of Ohio is a 7-point roadie. I will take BG.
There's not enough pins. Give me the real Miami.
Old Dominion at Coastal Carolina. Coastal laying 11.5 points. I'm gonna take the Monarchs.
I don't know who the Monarchs are, but I like ODU.
All right, 12:30. I think it's the only game on at 12:30. There's a bunch of noons, but there's no other game at 12:30.
Bobby, what channel is this game on?
This game for us locally, it'll be on a Bally's network. I think Bally's Sun or
is there no Heat Panthers
at 12:30? I don't think so.
You're right. Yeah, 12:30 on a Saturday, no way.
But yeah, Miami at Virginia Tech. The Canes are 7-point favorites in Blacksburg.
You kind of like, I'll go first here. I'll let you go second here. Miami's probably the better team. Miami's probably going to cover, but you can't do that, right? Like, you can't. Like, until they show you that they can do it, you can't do it. You got to go with the Hokies.
I think it's more about how bad Virginia Tech is.
No, I understand. I get it. The line makes sense to me. The line totally makes sense to me. And I truly believe that Miami's going to cover. But you can't bet it. Like, I wouldn't bet it.
This is a typical stay-away game. I get that. But I'm just looking at Virginia Tech. They lost to Old Dominion to start the year. They beat Boston College 27-10. They beat Wofford 27-7. They get pounded by West Virginia 33-10, and they get pounded by North Carolina 41-10, lose to Pittsburgh 45-29. I started to see TVD bounce back a little bit last week. From his disastrous season so far, I feel like this is where TBD turns the corner. It doesn't mean he's good. It's just AC.
He's good. The problem is they're.
I know that, but
they have a 1990. They have a 1976 offense.
But last week they were putting like TBD almost had 500 yards with that 1976 offense. So I feel like he's going to start to turn the corner. I feel like I'm going to lay the points of the Canes. And
this is like when Y.A. Tittle used to throw for 400 yards in the 40s. Like with that style of offense, TBD is that good. Imagine if he played with like. Imagine if he had a coordinator like Rhett Lashley.
Yeah. Buffalo at UMass. Buffalo's laying 17. I'll lay Buffalo all day.
Yeah, UMass train. You got to go with the Buffs.
California at Colorado. Cal is laying 15 points on the road. Just to show you, Colorado. I think they haven't covered any game. They're 0-5. They fired their coach, and I think they had an off week in between.
What is that five Power Five jobs available now? I think I saw.
Yeah, you got Nebraska, you got Wisconsin, you got Colorado, Arizona State.
Who's the fifth? We'll get to it. When we get to it, I'll remember.
Yeah. I'm going to lay, you know what? It's weird to say I'm going to lay the points of Cal. You know, Colorado's got a new coach smell.
No, I like Jeff Tedford. I like California here.
And I think Jack Plummer, I think, was at Colorado. No, Jack Plummer was at Purdue. He wasn't at Colorado first. UConn at Ball State. Ball State lay 9.5. Good God. I'll lay Ball State.
That's not enough points. Ball State. This is my lock of the week.
All right, Vanderbilt at Georgia.
Wait, you guys 3-4? Never mind. I take that back. It's not my lock of the week. I'll take Ball State, but not my lock of the week.
Vanderbilt at Georgia. Georgia laying 38. You know what? I'm going to take the Commodores here. I think, you know, Georgia's been kind of sleepwalking. They're getting bored. Letting these teams hang around like Mizzou and even Kent State. I'm going to take the Commodores.
Yeah, but it's Vanderbilt. I'm taking Georgia.
All right, 3:30.
This is the game, big game.
Yes.
This is not a better game than Michigan. Penn State is just SEC. That's why it's game day. But this is not a better game.
Alabama at Tennessee, the third Saturday in October. That's what they always play the third Saturday in October.
But it's the second, no?
No, it's the third. This Saturday is going to be the third Saturday in October.
Oh, okay.
This Saturday is the 15th. Now they've had some.
Because October 1st was a Saturday. Okay.
Yep. And so they every year that's what they call. If you Google third Saturday in October with no context, don't put Alabama, don't put Tennessee. If you just Google the third Saturday in October, that Wikipedia comes up. Alabama Tennessee rivalry. And Alabama's on the road.
You can't bet this game. You can't touch this game right now.
Alabama's a 7-point favorite, but you got to wait on Bryce Young.
Exactly. I can't bet this game until I know if Bryce Young's playing or not.
They put up a line.
So, right. But they put up a line. I think they put up a line. What? Sergey Bobrovsky, how are you in the chat and on my TV?
That's hilarious.
That's impressive. You're twitching while in net. I like it.
I just Googled Bryce Young. He's on a pitch count at Alabama practice. That was yesterday. Alabama's Bryce Young. It's Fox News, so take that with a grain of salt.
It's Tennessee bias.
Alabama's Bryce Young making progress ahead of game at Tennessee.
ESPN doesn't have an article on this. Yahoo Sports, CBS. We got to go to Fox News for their hard-hitting sports coverage.
That's what comes up when I Google Bryce Young.
Amazing. Amazing. Is it written by Clay Travis?
it probably really is.
Is it Sol Guerrero? Moonlighting for Fox News?
Joe Morgan. I know
Morgan's writing that the second baseman.
Rest in peace.
Oh yeah, he's no longer with us. Oh, it's another Joe Morgan. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, he's writing for the grave. Like, you know, he's already calling him about Bryce Young's status. Saban told reporters that Young wanted to enter the game against A&M, but the Heisman was not healthy enough to do that. Biggest college football game of the season. Yeah, it's pretty tongue-in-cheek with the injury reports.
So based on the line, I'm assuming Vegas is thinking that Bryce Young's probably not going to play. So, you're hoping that you make the line hoping that people think he might play. So without Bryce Young, I think it would be Alabama -3. With Bryce Young, I think it's Alabama -12.5.
Whoa.
It's probably 10, but it should be 10.5 or 12.5. But You can't bet this game without knowing Bryce Young's status. If Bryce Young plays, Alabama wins easily by 15, 20 points.
I don't know about that.
If Bryce Young doesn't play, Alabama wins by double digits. You got to take Alabama.
I think I got to go with Tennessee here because Alabama, they've struggled. Even with Bryce Young, they barely got out of Texas alive. They almost lost to
Texas
A&M.
Is a better team than Tennessee.
And that was Texas playing most of the game with their backup quarterback.
Correct.
And then you had, you know, last week, I know Alabama had their backup quarterback, but they almost lost to A&M at home as a big favorite. Uh-huh. And they had a lot of games last year where these hostile environment, they barely got out alive. The Iron Bowl.
You know how you like talking about Michigan's weak schedule? Who is Tennessee beating except for maybe LSU?
They pounded LSU, but Tennessee, they started the season. I know they
Ball State.
Oh, they beat Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh back when they were
without Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett didn't play that game.
Kenny Pickett didn't play. They beat Florida.
They beat Akron. They beat Akron.
It's still way better than Michigan. It's not even close. They have technically three ranked wins. Now I don't think any of those teams are ranked now, but that was Tennessee caused all three of those teams not to be ranked anymore.
Yeah, Miami was ranked at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah, but Tennessee
A&M was like top five.
All right, but what Tennessee didn't play in him.
The rankings mean nothing to me. Tennessee's not like I understand the hype. They're a fun offense. Like they're fun. Like Heupel is he's a good coach. He's a good coach. I do like Josh Heupel. I hate that he's at Tennessee because I hate Tennessee. But Heupel's a great coach, and he's got that offense rocking. And who's the quarterback? What's his name? I'm blanking out.
Huck Hooker.
Malik Hooker.
Ended.
What? Hendon. Is there a Malik Hooker?
Yeah, there is. I think he's a safety for the Colts. Yeah.
Okay, my bad. So Hendon Hooker, where was he before? He transferred somewhere.
Virginia Tech.
How does Virginia Tech would not be as bad as they are if they still had Hendon Hooker?
He killed the Canes a couple of games in a row.
Hendon Hooker is working his way into a first round pick, by the way. Maybe second round pick. That being said, I'm not gonna go against Saban. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm gonna take Alabama.
Alabama's been underwhelming. Vols cover but tied win. I could see that. Mario Cristobal's HGH, Manny Diaz. There's a sweet the drive-by comment. Not only, you know what? The last time they beat Alabama was probably like the last time the Padres made real playoffs. Mm-hmm. Probably around that same time. And I feel like, you know, everything's happened. The Seattle, they haven't made the playoffs in 2001. That's happening. Padres are breaking the streak. Tennessee, like this is their chance to beat Alabama. They're at home, raucous environment. Alabama's Nick Saban's had that copter on speed dial, and this time he ain't getting out alive. Vols money line.
Yeah. I mean, no, I honestly, if you're going to take, if you're going to, like, I understand what Nick is saying, that he thinks Alabama wins but doesn't cover. But I think you either have to go, you either have to bet Alabama or Tennessee money line. Like, I would not bet Tennessee points. Like, yeah. I'm with you on this one, Robbie. Like, if you're going to take Tennessee, take a money line.
But it's either that or.
I agree with Smithen on the Lane Kiffin, on his Lane Kiffin take.
Should have hired Lane Kiffin. I don't care how many Pokemons he would have knocked up.
You know what? Because he would have, it would have been great for the Pokemons, and it would have been great for 2022 offense. Would have run a 1948 offense. That's why Leroy likes Josh Gattis. he runs the Leroy style Michigan offense from the 70s or whatever Leroy paid. But I told you this, Robbie. I told you this. I don't know if I've said this on the air, but there's a reason why Michigan let Gattis go.
Yeah, they had the money. They could have just called Stephen Ross and been like, hey, bro, this Gattis guy is threatening to leave. You want to pony up some dough? Oh, no, sure, no problem.
Yeah, no, right. Money's not an issue in Michigan. They could, if they wanted him, they would have kept him.
All right, we'll keep talking because I got to pull up a stat. I'm trying to pull up a stat. I'm trying to pull up a stat. I'm trying to find out the exact winning streak Alabama has.
I mean, this is actually, again, Alabama, Tennessee, second best game of the week. Michigan, Penn State, it's the best game of the week, but second best game of the week, 3:30 CBS. You kind of want Bryce Young to play. Like, let's have Bryce Young, because if Bryce Young doesn't play, Tennessee's going to win. They're going to get all hyped up. Clay Travis is going to write 17 million articles on Outkick about how Josh Heupel is the second coming of I don't know who, Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl. That's hilarious.
And then, but then you're also going to have the other side where it's not a real victory for Tennessee because there's no Bryce Young. Let's
see. Oh, no, that it'll definitely be a real victory. If they haven't looked, look, I got it up here.
You think Paul Feinbaum's going to consider it a real victory? I don't think so.
Oh, Paul Feinbaum, like, they're going to be sans pants. If Tennessee beats Alabama, people are going to, not only are they going to storm the field, they're going to storm the field without pants.
Remember, sure, but their fans are going to be excited. Their fans should be excited if they win.
All right, look, I'm looking at it here. They have, Alabama's won 1, 2, 3. They had, the last time Alabama lost was 2000. Wow, I nailed it, 2006.
Yeah, same year, the last time Brian Giles was in the playoffs.
Brian Giles, Jake Peavy.
I think Aaron Boone's big brother was on that team.
Wow. And then
Jake Peavy, number 44, going game four. Let's go.
In fact, since then, Alabama has only not covered four times. Mm-hmm. So 8, 9.
What is this fancy website of yours?
Oh, just a little Odd Shark. Just the old Odd Shark database.
Wasn't there a different website that you used to use?
To look up history. No, yeah, not Pornhub.
Lines, like the trends and all that.
This is it. What you didn't see me doing was searching Alabama.
No, I know, but I thought you showed a different site last time.
No. Well, no, you know what it is? The design looks a lot different. You're right. The old Art Shark would have the betting trends here, like you see over here.
Is there a different one you use for the NFL?
I would use the same. Same one for the NFL.
That's not a big deal. Who cares?
But the web design is much different. I see what you're
this,
saying.
What is this out of pocket thing on ESPN?
But anyways, I'm gonna go.
I want to be in their pockets.
Bears looking. Bears have looking. You seen the? Bruce Pearl. Gotta Google that now.
Dolphin have you seen this out of pocket thing, Robbie?
What is this out of pocket thing?
I don't know, but let me see if you can see. Like, I'm gonna try to show you the screen here. Ooh, I want to be inside their pockets.
All right, you may have to tone down the brightness. Are you sure? Are we gonna get canceled?
Well, those two girls, it's ESPN, it's on the ESPN app.
Out of pockets, okay. All right, we gotta be careful.
Right there.
I see you. We got to be
careful. I mean, it's an ESPN app. It's not Breitbart. It's not MSNBC.
No. It's all right. We just got to be a little careful there. It's out of pocket. Moving on here. I don't want to do any editing of this podcast. No, like, I have to do.
All right. I got to watch this out of pocket after the podcast. Hey,
you can't do that.
there you go.
That's Kerry Chapin.
Maybe that might be Kerry Chapin. I don't know.
We got to be careful. We're not allowed to say things. We're not, you know. Anyways,
who's going to cancel us, Robbie?
All right, moving on. What's the next game after?
Like Alabama? What? Dollar Shave? They're not going to advertise on our podcast anymore.
I do got to look. I will check out the show after the podcast. I can't talk about it and make comments about it. Oklahoma State at TCU. TCU's a 4-point favorite at home. TCU coming off an emotional win against Kansas. Believe it, as crazy it is to say, I'll take Oklahoma State.
Right. I'm taking TCU because of what you just said.
What? It was game day was there last week. It was a wild game.
Look, I think Oklahoma State's going to win. I like Oklahoma State money line. But because of what you just said, I'm taking TCU. Emotional win off Kansas. Get out of here. Roy Williams did their homework? Like, what was emotional about it?
NC State, Syracuse. Syracuse, 3.5-point favorite.
I know where you're going.
Oh, Syracuse.
Yeah, you hate NC State. But I'm with you on this one. I like Syracuse.
They probably could have lost that game last week against Florida State. Arkansas.
Remember, NC State had like the best offensive lineman in football in college football last year. Where did he go?
He got drafted last year. Ikem Ekwonu. Jets? Why? Oh, no. Not the Jets. The Jets took Wilson and the corner.
The Giants took Thibodeau. Was it the Panthers? Sauce. He went to the Panthers.
I think it was the Panthers.
Yeah.
He went to who took Ekwonu. Yeah.
Do you remember his name? I don't remember his name.
Ekem Ekwonu.
Ekwonu.
Okay, that's the guess. UNU. All right. Arkansas traveling all the way to BYU. Long schlep for an SEC team.
Yeah, he's on the Panthers.
It's even pick 'em. Wow. That's a lot. You know what? I think I got Arkansas has lost 3 in a row. They're not feeling good. I'll take BYU.
No, I think I like Arkansas here.
Gardner Webb at Liberty. Moving on. Maryland at Maryland at Indiana. Maryland laying 11.
Moving on.
Maryland laying 11.5 points on the road. I feel like baby Tua feels like his brother's coming back soon. But that being said, I'll still take Indiana.
Yeah, I like Phoenix here. I like Indiana.
Northern Illinois at Eastern Michigan. Eastern Michigan, 2.5-point favorites at home. I'll take Emus.
Yeah, I like the Emus. See, this is the problem with Amazon Prime. I have my cable remote, and I want to flip the football game on, but I have to go and get my Apple TV remote. Like, this is nonsense, this Amazon.
You deal with Amazon football. Nothing simple anymore.
Also, the guy was able to make a convert a bookstore into the biggest store in the world, but he's giving me Bears Commanders tonight.
Big Phoenix energy. Kent State Toledo. Toledo minus 7.5. Let's pick up the pace here, as Reese Davis would say. I'll take Toledo.
I like to go over like College Game Day crew. Give me Toledo.
College Game Day crew. They'll be done like at 12:10. Robbie
gets so mad that he can't watch Northwestern Indiana on time.
I mean, I hope Corso's back because he's still gone. Yeah, but he's missed the past couple weeks. Wow. They said he's hopeful to come back.
Oh, he's probable?
I mean, I think they said hope.
Did they put him on the injury report? I mean, I hope he's okay.
Ohio, Western Michigan. Ohio laying a point on the road. I will take Western Michigan at home.
Solid. It's Ohio.
Texas State, Troy. Troy, 16.5-point favorites. Good God. I'll take Texas State, the Armadillos.
Troy.
Charlotte at UAB. UAB laying 23.5. I'll take the Miners and the 23.5.
They're not the 49ers?
No. You're right. They are the 49ers. You're right. Good call.
I'll take UAB.
I got mixed up with UTEP. Western Kentucky at Middle Tennessee. Western Kentucky's an 8-point favorite. They know how to handle Middle Tennessee, unlike other teams. I'll take the Western Kentucky.
Is Western Kentucky coached by Mario Cristobal?
No.
Like 1-7 against Middle Tennessee?
No.
I'll take the Western Kentucky.
James Madison, welcome to the top 25, the Dukes.
This is the coolest story in college football.
From FCS to top 25?
In their first year, they're top 25?
Yeah, that's insane.
Instead of going to Alabama without Bryce Young against Tennessee, well, I know it's not in James Madison, so never mind. But instead of going to Appalachian State, they should go to James Madison for game.
I'm sure they're going to find a way to. I think they have.
Not at this point in the season.
I feel like they have been to James.
Maybe that SEC bye week where they all play like Citadel.
Because I feel like they always have one FCS week a year, and I feel like they have been to James Madison in the past.
No, but they got to go now that they're top 25 in FBS.
Yep. The Dukes.
And according to New York Knick, they party too. So let's go.
CMU parties. Duke,
in fact, I'll hit you right on the Herbie flight on the Herbie plane.
SDI remotes equals me and AirPods. RTD and AirPods.
No, I have no problem with the Apple. I just don't have it in front of
they,
me.
They get too technological for their own good.
Because I had the Panthers game on. I figured, the football game, I'll just switch to, a regular channel on TV.
James Madison at Georgia Southern.
So Sergey Bobrovsky asked because we're LSU affiliates. I don't think he's coming on because he sent us his lock of the week via chat. So that probably means he was busy tonight.
I'll take the Dukes, lay the 12. They have, I think, I feel like they've covered every game.
Yeah, we're taking JMU. We're everybody taking JMU. Let's go.
All right. Wisconsin at Michigan State. Good God. Wisconsin's a 7.5-point favorite. I mean, both teams have been horrible. But Wisconsin got a new coach. But I'm taking Michigan State. Like, for the God,
new coach will give me Wisconsin.
Too late.
Again, where am I going to use the app, Bobrovsky? On my on my computer while I'm while I'm doing the Twitch.
Tulane at USF. Tulane is a 12-point road favorite. Oh God, Tulane's 5-1. USF's 1-5.
Is this your first game back in not South Florida?
Correct. Yeah, they're back in regular.
It'll be a little emotional. I mean, I know it's Tampa. It's not that far north. It wasn't Fort Myers. It might be a little emotional. Give me USF.
You want to make fun of me for saying TCU had an emotional win against Kansas.
The Gulf Coast just got hammered by a hurricane, bro.
Yeah.
Ian's way more powerful than Kansas football.
I'll take Tulane. I'll lay the 12 points. Louisiana Tech, North Texas. North Texas is a 6.5-point favorite. I'll take La Tech. That's a lot of points.
I like UNT. UNT money.
That's a lot of points. Arizona at Washington. Washington's a 14-point favorite. I'll take Washington.
I like Arizona here.
Ice at FAU. FAU is a 4-point favorite. Hoot hoot.
Not enough rice and frijoles. Give me FAU.
All right. LSU at Florida. You were at this game last year at Baton Rouge.
I was. I should go in Gainesville. I should go to see them NLWs in Gainesville.
Florida's a 2.5-point favorite. I think I'm going to take LSU. I feel like this game's always weird. I'll take LSU.
I don't know. I mean, do they have Tyson David Price or whatever that guy's name is?
He's on the Chiefs.
Okay, so I like Florida.
I feel like they had the famous shoe game a couple years ago where Florida was
and the 800-yard game by Tyson David Price last year?
Yep. So weird things have happened the past couple years. Utah State at Colorado State. Utah laying 11 points. I'll take Utah State.
Utah State.
UL Monroe at USA. USA laying 17 points at home. Oh, I love me some USA.
So that's a lot of inflation for USA. Give me UL Monroe.
That's pretty good. Arkansas State at Southern Miss. Southern Miss is a 4.5-point favorite at home. I'll take Ark State.
Can you take me that shady Brett Favre over my guy Bobby Petrino? Give me Arkansas State.
Wrong. So many. All right. Clemson at Florida State. This is the Herb Street game that he's calling. Clemson is a 3.5-point road favorite at Florida State.
Imagine being ESPN. You have the best game of the week is on Fox. The second best game of the week is on CBS. And then your game of the week is Clemson against Florida State.
This is the third week in the row that Clemson's playing the 7:30 ABC game. Third week in a row.
Like did Herbie and Fowler just move to Clemson?
Yeah. In fact, at SDI, we were doing this. I can't believe it was taking us 3 years to do this, but we got to bring up the Herbie map.
Let's do it.
We got to bring up the Herbie map. So he's college game days in Tennessee, and he's got to fly out to Tallahassee.
Knoxville, Tallahassee can't be that far. Oh, yeah, you already had it set up? Amazing. That's good. That's good work, Robbie. Good job.
So, we know Herbie's going PJ, and it's only 3 hours and 30 minutes because
PJ,
it's only.
PJ,
I was right. I know that. Yeah. But yeah, there's no. I mean, only. Kirby's going to take a direct flight. He's not going to connect. So three hours. That's probably more like a 2 hour flight from Knoxville to Tallahassee, maybe even less than that. But honestly, if Herbie takes the game day bus, he can almost make it in time. Wait. 7 hour. Look, if game day is quick with their picks,
and he can stop for some wings.
Oh, yeah. Gets 11 pepper wings.
And go to Magic City.
Hell yeah. I can
just imagine. Can you imagine Herbie stopping for some? Like, hey, Herbie, why didn't you make it on time? Oh, I had some lemon pepper wings at Magic City. It's like when Masvidal showed up fat in Dubai because he stopped for a pizza in Rome.
I could totally see that happen. Herbie, it's second quarter here, and we still don't have Herb Street here. Wonder what happened.
Yeah, I was eating my lemon pepper wings, and then Candy wouldn't leave me alone.
And he comes in, like, all the stress. His tie's out of place.
Glitter all over his face. Smelling like that perfume that all strippers, or that butter that all strippers use.
That would be pretty hilarious. Yeah. That being said,
that would be the most entertaining part of that game.
Where's Herbie? It should be a segment. Where's Herbie as he travels from place to place on a game day? And yeah, he just pulls over in Atlanta on the bus and gets some lemon pepper wings. He's like, Herbstreit, we have the jet ready for you. Do you want to come on the private jet? You know what? No. You know what, guys? I think I'm gonna take the bus this time. I need to make a stop at Magic City.
Doesn't one of Herbstreit's kids play on Clemson?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think anymore. I think he graduated by now. But all right, you know what? I'm gonna take Florida State. Clemson on the road, a hostile environment. They've had a lot of close calls in the ACC. I'll take Florida State.
Clemson big. Florida State's not good.
All right. Mississippi State at Kentucky. Mississippi State's a 4-point favorite. There are probably questions about whether Kentucky's quarterback's coming back.
What happened to him?
Well, he did play last week and they lost to South Carolina. Will Levis.
The NFL? Smart.
He might have his mind made up already. I'll take Mississippi State, lay the 4.
Mississippi State might be the second best team in the SEC. Give me Mississippi State. Yeah.
And they low key like own Kentucky. They've won like 8 out of 9.
Everybody low key's own Kentucky, even they're always ranked 16.
Stanford at Notre Dame. This is a primetime NBC.
Did Notre Dame pull that off last week?
They're 3-2. They haven't.
They were up, but I didn't see what happened. Yeah, they beat BYU 28-20.
Yep. Notre Dame's a 17-point favorite against Stanford. God, Stanford's bad.
Is David Shaw still the coach at Stanford?
David Shaw is still.
I'm gonna ask this every week until he's fired.
He's number 2 according to Coach's Hot Seat ranking. He has the second hottest seat behind USF's Jeff Scott.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're really, really worried about Jeff Scott over in Tampa.
Yeah. By the way, Brent Venables, number 3, and Cristobal was like 8th.
Oh, get out of here with that nonsense.
Well, I don't think it. I mean, I think that I think it's all bots controlling. I feel like they calculate how much guys are getting paid and how they're playing.
Venables fine, but Cristobal, there's no way. It's too much money.
But both guys are in their first year coaches. All right, now we gotta pull it up on the screen.
I'll be right back.
Coach's Hot Seat rankings. Coach's Hot Seat 2022 for the screen. Yo, sharing the screen. Wow, we're so behind on time. It's not even funny. So, all right, Coach's Hot Seat 2022. Duh. Classic SDI whiz break by New York Nick. So I got the Coach's Hot Seat rankings. God, we're so getting in trouble between. We're posting up shady websites and SDI with his lewd comments. We're so getting in trouble. There's Jeff Scott, number 1, David Shaw, 2, Brett Venables, 3, and Brian Harsin's only 5. I feel like Harsin should at least be ahead of Pat Fitzgerald.
He should be number 1.
Yeah. Jimbo Fisher, I mean,
he might get assassinated.
That's not funny, but damn.
Somebody called into the Feinbaum.
I know. Yeah. It was cheaper.
It might be cheaper.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, look at Mario Cristobal right behind Jimbo Fisher.
And who's that Loeffler guy? Oh, Bowling Green?
I wonder if he's related to the other Loeffler. Anyways.
He's definitely going to lose.
Mel Tucker. I mean, Mel Tucker, he got that big contract.
He was like the baby. He was like the greatest coach ever last year.
Yeah, that he's been terrible ever since he got that contract. Yeah, you got Fat Cat.
Sarkisian? How's Sarkisian on the list?
Well, to be fair, Sarkisian was at the top of his list. And then
I don't care. How is Sarkisian on the list?
Yeah, that is a fair point.
The best coach in the Big 12.
I'm telling you, this site's run by bots. There's an algorithm to this site. People aren't
still
running Bowden
coaching?
Yeah, Terry Bowden at Louisiana.
Yeah, there's still a Bowden? Unbelievable. That's amazing. Yeah,
Terry Bowden is at Louisiana Monroe.
That's amazing. There's still a Bowden.
Be careful with these websites. Coach's Hot Seat.
Disney. Okay, we're fine there.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Well, I thought it would have the rest of the rankings of the coaches who are safe, but anyways, yeah. Those are the hot seats. Let me close this tab before I get in any more trouble. So Matt Rule to Arizona State market from Trevor for the 203.
No chance. There's much better jobs open. Nebraska, Wisconsin.
All right. Anyways, I'll take it Stanford in the 17.
I like Notre Dame.
Nebraska, speaking of which, at Purdue. Purdue's a 13.5-point favorite. I'll take Purdue.
New coach smell, Nebraska.
Memphis at ECU. ECU's a 5.5-point favorite. I will take Memphis.
I like East Carolina.
USC at Utah. Fox.
I changed my mind. Second best game of the week. Down number three.
Utah is a 3.5 point favorite at home. Ooh, I feel like that's begging for you to take USC and the points. But you know what? Something's fishy.
Give me USC money line.
I like Utah. I'm going to take lay the points at Utah. Yeah.
You know what? My lock of the week this week is not even going to be points. USC money line.
Oh my God, SDI. Massive rivalry game.
Yeah, I'm not even going to look. I don't even want to know. What is it? What is it?
New Mexico at
at
New Mexico State.
Oh, let's go. What time's it at?
8 o'clock.
Same time as a Padre Dodger game, too, at LDS. Damn it.
New Mexico is a 6.5 point road favorite in Las Cruces. What's the name of this rivalry? Don't tell me it's so stupid, like I-10 rivalry. Or New Mexico State. Wait, I feel like we do this segment every year. Mexico State. New Mexico State rivalry. It is the Rio Grande rivalry.
Kind of stupid name.
It's still kind of stupid name. But anyways, rivalry. You always got to take the points in the rivalry game.
How many rivalry games have the Rivers?
give me New Mexico State in the points.
Yeah, rivalry game. I'm always going to take the point.
Why is this the last game of the season? That's ridiculous. Why is this game the last game of the regular season?
Wait, another rivalry game?
North Carolina
and NC State.
Duke. Wait,
oh, not a real rivalry game.
Yeah, Dickie V's going to be on the call. North Carolina. Yeah, Duke. Jay Billis and
Herbert Davis. Hubert Davis.
Carolina is a 7-point favorite. That's a lot for a battle. That's a lot of buckets.
I don't think it's enough. I like UNC easy here.
You know what? I'm going to take Duke. I'm going to take Paolo Banchero. No, I don't know. I know Duke's got reloads of freshmen. New coach for Duke, John Shire.
What happened to the Manning guy?
No, Coach K's not the coach anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. And neither is
the Manning cast. Is he producing the Manning cast now?
Oh, Cutcliffe.
Cutcliffe,
I'm pretty sure he's producing the Manning. He's offensive coordinating the Manning cast.
Yeah.
He's making sure the mics are in order.
Wait, who's this new Will Manso in the Room to Go Lounge for the Panthers game?
Oh, it's probably Tache. That's probably, I mean, if I had to guess. I know
that's Blaylock, but I wonder who the guy is. I don't know who that guy is.
I'll take a Duke, Washington State, and Oregon State. Oregon State's a 3.5 point favorite. I will take Wazoo.
Yeah, Mike Lee is Washington State.
Air Force at UNLV. Air Force, a military team going into Vegas, laying 10 points. Oh, I feel like they're going to have some fun. Give me UNLV.
If I was those guys, I'd wear my uniform all over the wind. Give me Air Force.
San Jose State at Fresno State. San Jose State's an 8.5 point favorite on the road. You know who went to Fresno State, SDI?
I do.
Two guys.
That running back, Ryan Matthews.
Ryan Matthews did go to Fresno State. Mm. Well, you know who else went to Fresno State?
No, I haven't heard it all year. Who?
Derek Carr.
Wait, who did he play with? Who was the wide receiver on that team?
Devontae Adams.
They went to college together?
They went to college.
Oh, my. I had no idea.
if they're suiting up, well, Devontae Adams might have to serve a suspension for shoving the camera guy down. So he might not play for Fresno State. I'll take San Jose State.
Yeah, I like San Jose State, too. I'm good with that.
Why is there no line on this game? Nevada at Hawaii.
Why is there no line on this game? Why are there lines on all the other games is the better question.
SDI, you catch a break. We can move on. Even though Pineapple Express, give me Nevada.
Yeah, I like the Fighting Call of Kaepernicks.
All right. SDI, wow, we still got a lot of pod left. We haven't even talked
about it. This is fun. I'm having a good time.
Well, it's long. All right, what do we got?
All right, is Trevor here? Trevor, if you're here, let me know.
Just assume he's here.
I know, but I'm going to get to him later. Oh, everybody in sports media, every single person in sports media.
What do they do?
Can we stop talking about a below average catcher like he's the greatest thing of all time? Who cares that it was his last game?
Oh, Yadier Molina, they did that?
I'm sure they did. I ignored it, but I'm sure. Yeah.
They did. And I'm sure they did it with Pujols too.
No, but that's fine. That's fair. But enough of this Molina. Average catcher at best.
What else you got?
Tyreek Hill.
Oh, okay. What did
Did you hear about the ping pong gate?
Oh yes, I did hear about this. They got rid of the ping pong table.
So there's like eight different payasos here. Well, all involving Tyreek Hill. First of all, they had a ping pong table. They were 3-0. The ping pong table was fine. Then all of a sudden, they're no longer focused. Like, that's number one. Number two is he gets rid of the ping pong table, and you know what he does that same night?
Plays ping pong?
No. He goes home, and he twitches for 8 hours playing video games. Focus. Focus, guys. No ping pong. I can play Call of Duty for 8 hours, but no ping pong. You can't play to 21.
Yeah, I've gone on ping pong benders before. Like, I, you know, where I just don't lose.
Have you ever done a Call of Duty 8-hour Call of Duty bender?
Not Call of Duty, no.
Or whatever.
I went on Halo benders back in the day. But you're right. Yeah. But at least ping pong, you're more athletic. You know,
right, hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, you know, especially when you're catching pass from Skylar Thompson, you need to be able to react quickly to balls coming. You don't know where the balls are coming. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny, New York Knick. No, I didn't think you were going to put that one on.
Wow, it's the only one without focus is two assists.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to focus on getting him back. That's where their focus needs to be, not on ping pong games. not on his ping pong distracting us. Ping pong.
What else? That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Probably lost to the Jets by 18 points.
Yeah, it was too much ping pong.
Yeah, too much.
Well, I played a lot of ping pong my freshman year in college. And
you were also on the tennis team.
That was later. I took a tennis one and then tennis two the following
year. Matt Leiner is taking ballroom classes with the NLWs. You're playing tennis with the NLWs in Florida. That's smart.
There were NLWs in the tennis.
Of course, it's tennis in Florida.
Yeah. There were New York Nick knows one too. So you would know. But and you know what? I had to cut back the ping pong bong after my freshman year. I had to focus and hit the books.
Yeah.
In fact, it brought his own. I did have my own ping pong paddle.
You went to Sports Authority back then. Sports Authority.
Target. Yeah, but you see that the ping pong paddles that were standard at the table were like these flimsy plastic, like sucky ping pong paddles, and yeah. these guys would come in with legit paddles, and they take you to school every time. Yeah, I didn't like being taken to school, so I went out and got a paddle.
And then you stopped playing because you had to go back to school.
Yeah.
Most people in college are playing beer pong. Robbie's playing ping pong.
Yeah. Well, as a freshman, we weren't allowed to drink.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I literally lived at that ping pong team. I couldn't stop.
Girls are walking by and they're anything but clothes, going to the anything but clothes party with ping pong balls, and Robbie's thinking they're playing ping pong with them. No, they're playing beer pong.
What else we got for playoffs of the week?
MLB's playoff schedule.
I did have a cover on the paddle. Oh yeah, what is this with these?
AL gets 2 days off, NL only gets one, and then not to mention the NLCS starts before the ALCS.
Yeah, they get a day off after game one and game two. Another
while the NL only gets days off after game two.
Yeah, in fact, we have New York Nick on this chat because the Yankees got rained out tonight, and so they had 2 days off after game one in between game two.
Right, like rainouts happen. I get it, whatever. But like, how does one league only get 1 day off and the other league gets 2 days off, and then you're gonna have them play quicker than the other league for the ACS?
Yeah, there's no travel in between. There's no day off in between games four and games five for anybody, for any league.
Right. Which, I mean, for San Diego, LA, it's not a big deal. It's a 45-minute
flight. But they didn't know that it was going to be San Diego, LA. It could have been New York, LA.
It could have been New York, LA. Exactly. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, you're playing game four in at Citi Field, and then you got to get on a plane, fly across the world, and play game five?
Yeah, the next day. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of this has to do with the lockout. I feel like
no, it has nothing to do with the lockout. It has to do with TV schedules.
That too.
Which league is on Fox?
The National League.
Okay, so it even makes less sense because TBS. What? Prank Wars? You gotta compete with Robbie's favorite show. What's your favorite show on TBS?
Patrick Joker's all the same network. You know, once March Madness comes, they'll all be the same.
Like, I think it has to do with TV schedule. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it made sense. Did the rosin thing before matches. Like, I wore gloves. I did not wear gloves. I did not do rosin. You're right.
You had your last name stitched on your ping pong shirt? Dolphin game?
I did not have my last name stitched on my ping pong shirt.
RTD, Max 7.
I should get one of those. All right, what else we got for playoffs of the week?
Trevor from the 203.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to listen when he listens live, but or when he listens to the podcast. So Trevor was in Arizona last week for the Eagles
Cardinals game.
He went to an ASU game on Saturday, which, by the way, that's payaso number one. You're in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and you're going to an ASU game.
Well, that's the party.
Hitting up the NLWs in Phoenix. But whatever. That's not the point of this.
They're like Arizona's ASU is like the number one party school in the world.
It is, but they're not going to ASU games.
That's true. Fair.
Who did ASU play last week?
Why am I forgetting?
This is important for the story. I should have done more research, but I'm going to look it up right now.
ASU probably played, I'm going to guess, Oregon.
They played
State.
Washington.
They played Washington.
They won.
Oh, yeah. It was a big upset.
They rushed the field. Trevor rushed the field. He's not even an ASU fan, and he rushed the field because the team that he doesn't root for beat a bad Washington team.
Why?
That picture that I told you to look at earlier is him on the ASU field.
Well, and they beat Phoenix. You know, Phoenix at all the rage.
First of all, don't rush the field. Second of all, definitely don't rush the field if it's not a team you root for.
Well, it was probably just like, hey, I might as well rush the field. See if did NLWs rush the field? You know,
I don't care if Anna Kournikova rushed the field. Dolphin Kane asks you what your walk-up music was for ping pong.
Ooh, I know, no walk-up music. I know, no. Right, that's a good thought. It'd be some Dodger organ music. That's what I need.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the Timmy Trumpets.
Oh, I mean, Edward Diaz.
Yeah,
made his own crowd cheering noises.
But honestly, you're rushing the field. Like, get out of here with that nonsense.
What up, gangsta? My 50 Cent. No, well, that was my music when we were playing darts.
Yeah. Oh, you had walk-up music for darts, but not ping pong?
Well, it was, yes. I did have that was my walk-up for darts. We played base, like we had a dartboard in our mm-hmm. house. It was five of us, and on the one side is a regular dartboard with your rings and whatnot, and on the other side of the dartboard was a baseball diamond.
Uh-huh.
And like there's like home run in the middle, a single, there's bases, there's outfields, and then there's strike and balls and all that.
So you did like baseball darts?
We did baseball darts.
That's cool.
Yeah, and we actually, I think we played it the way we're supposed to, which is pitching darts. You don't want to leave it. You don't want to throw it out over the middle of the plate. You give up a home run. So you want to aim for the strikes.
Yeah, but
and the outs.
It's harder to throw in the middle. So that should be a strike.
But yeah, the big
game Bob Suarez double play is in the middle. Like that's hard.
But yeah, like you know, but you're throwing darts. You're not hitting darts across the field. You're going through a pitching motion.
Yeah, but it's harder to throw down the middle.
Believe it or not, like the way we played, I ended up throwing it down the middle a lot and giving up a lot of home runs.
Well, then you should be in the dart league.
Yeah, but when you're aiming, you're trying to aim low for the low and away. It's just like pitching. You aim low to try to get that low inside corner, and if you miss, you miss over the middle of the plate. Bah!
But I can picture it, and now coming to the dartboard from Miami, Florida, Robbie the Degenerate, and then walk up gangsta by 50 Cent comes up.
We clearly kept the company of many NLWs in college.
Yeah, they were playing drinking darts. You were playing baseball darts.
Yeah, baseball
they were
darts.
Beer pong, you were playing ping pong.
Yes, all true.
Oh. Also, but didn't New York go to UC? Go to USF?
For grad school.
USF has a grad school?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. He was a man. Well, and he didn't even go. I think he went to the USF campus at St. Pete, not in Tampa.
Yeah, the fancy one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know if that's what it's been.
Do you think the New Yorkers are going to Tampa? No, they're all in St. Pete.
just barely. All right. All right. What else we got for Bias of the Week?
That's it. We're done. Wigs off.
Wigs off. All right. NFL. All right. Let's start with Vikings and Dolphins.
Wow. The Islanders are massively outshooting the Cats.
Just like, at least it's not like, in the playoffs last year, the Panthers are doing all the outshooting of the Lightning, but the Lightning got all the goals.
Yeah, but now the Cats have a power play, which means they're not going to score. Wait, they have Kachuk now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to watch this power play, Robbie. I'm going to be distracted. It's not going to be back and forth between Barkov and Huberto. Speaking of ping pong.
Huberto and
Barkov in the playoffs last year.
Just like when they passed the shots around and they just at the bar.
Indian Rosser, what do you mean handling business? Your dealer was late?
Oh, whoa. Vikings, Dolphins. Vikings are 3-point favorites on the road. It was 3.5. The word is that Skylar Thompson is going to start, but there's a chance that Teddy Bridgewater could be the backup. They've already ruled Tua out.
It's not the word. It's Mike McDaniel said that Skylar's the starter, Bridgewater's the backup.
But I feel like he's doing the same thing Flores did last year. If you know, if he's available to play, why not play Teddy?
Because he can't practice until today.
But why announce Skylar as a starter?
Because he can't. Because Bridgewater can't practice this week.
But you're making him an active backup. I understand
because
if he's an
not
active.
What are they going to do? Go with Reese Stinnett?
Go with Teddy Bridgewater?
No. I'm saying if they don't have Bridgewater as a backup, who's going to be their backup? Reese Stinnett?
Well, if you're having Bridgewater active, why not have him be the starter?
Because he can't practice all week.
All right, then make him inactive. If you're not going to play him,
then who's your backup?
Reed Stinnett.
Okay, that's the problem. There, you just answered your own question.
But yeah,
Bridgewater is a better backup without practice than Reed Stinnett with full practice.
But
is he a better starter than Skylar Thompson? We'll find out. Stay tuned.
But if Skylar Thompson gets injured, like you're going to end up playing Teddy Bridgewater anyway, so why not play him?
It's a fair argument.
The same thing happened last year with Brissett and Tua. They made Tua the backup. Brissett got hurt. Tua comes in the game. Like it was like why was?
No, it's a fair thing. They're just hoping that they don't have to play Bridgewater.
I think the Dolphins are doing PR. They're like, you know, because I think they're going full overboard on the PR because they're trying to throw this.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think anybody really cares about Bridgewater.
Yeah, but they're doing it with Tua too. Like you can't.
With Tua's not, but people care about Tua.
Yeah, but it would be inconsistent if you let Teddy Bridgewater play a concussion protocol and not Tua. It has to be either both are playing.
Whatever, sure. Who cares? The Dolphins are going to win the game.
They're going to win the game with Skylar Thompson starting quarterback.
Yes. Actually, hold on. Where's the game?
It's here.
Oh, never mind.
Dalvin Cook, nemesis of Hard Rock Stadium.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean. But you know what? I'm still going to take the Dolphins. So the Dolphins, getting 3 points at home, it's going to be hot. What is the temperature say it's going to be? 81 degrees.
Any big tone?
Yeah, yeah.
But what's it feels like?
Oh,
what's the humidity? The temperature doesn't matter in South Florida. It's the humidity.
But for the people from Minnesota
the other day, I get out of my car and my phone say it's like 83, 84 degrees. I get out of my car, it's not 84 degrees. It's 184 degrees.
Yeah, and for you know what, in Minnesota, they're used to 59, 58 at this time of year. They're getting 81. That's going to melt, bro. That's going to feel like 104 for them. Kirk Cousins is going to be sweating.
Three Bills guys get cramps, and now we're going to have to hear about Dolphin weather for the rest of my life.
I'm going to take the Dolphins. Money line, baby.
I think the Dolphins are going to win.
49ers at Falcons. 49ers, 5.5-point favorites. Is Kyle Pitts back for Atlanta? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Falcons, you know, hey, hold on. Falcons have covered every single game this year. I'm taking the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons, yeah. And then there'll be a weird roughing the passer call, and the 49ers win, but Atlanta covers.
Patriots at Browns, the old Belichick bowl. Browns are 2.5.
Revenge game favorites. For Belichick.
I'm taking the Browns. As long as Jacoby Brissett doesn't throw the disaster interception.
I'm done with the Browns. Brandon Staley gave him a win last week. Gave him the win.
Still going.
I mean, smart play by Brandon Staley, but we can get to that later. but get out of here with that nonsense. Give me the Patriots. And is Zappy starting?
I'm pretty sure Zappy's starting.
Then definitely the Patriots.
Jets at Packers. Packers 7.5-point favorites. I feel like I got to take the Jets here.
You're falling for it. You're falling for that last week performance. And you're falling for both of those performances from both teams.
Well, no, the Jets was only because of the Dolphins played the third straight quarterback at the end. It was a 2-point game in the fourth quarter.
Right. Right, but then they score like 40 or whatever.
Yeah.
I think people are falling for this last week. I like Green Bay.
Jaguars.
Although I will say, if the Packers do not win this game, they're done.
Ooh.
They're done. Like Giants, Jets, who else? Like they're not, you know, how many years are you going to go through this where you're going to give Aaron Rodgers Romeo Doubs as his best talent?
Romeo Doubs is pretty good.
Also, who's Green Bay's running backs?
Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon.
Can someone tell Matt LaFleur?
Oh, yeah. That's a fair point. And Romeo Doubs is being blacksmithed by Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is crafting a nice Romeo Doubs weapon.
Yeah. Also, fair question about a Dolphin game. Did you walk up with the robe to the ping pong matches?
I did not walk up with the robe and then whip out the ping pong table from a ping pong paddle from my robe. Jaguars, Colts.
And the ball is from there, too? Hey, ladies, put this in your beer pong.
Jaguars, Colts. Didn't the Jaguars just play the Colts?
I think they play the Colts every week.
Colts are 2-point favorites. I'm taking Jackson. I mean, I know Jacksonville just lost to Houston, but they never beat Houston. But they, I'm taking
the Romo and Anskin.
Now I got to look it up.
No, it's definitely not. Obviously.
Okay, yeah, because they have the doubleheader. I know what the doubleheader is.
Also, they're not going to go to. They're not going to go to Jaguars Colts.
I'll take Indianapolis.
The Jaguars started nice. It was fun. It was cool. You know, Trevor Lawrence with his Gatorade commercials. Doug Peterson, new coach smell. New coach smell is over. Gatorade is stale. Give me the Colts.
Bengals at Saints. LSU fills Saints pants for this game. Burrow and Chase returning. He's going. Yeah, I can imagine.
I think he mentioned that he bought tickets when the schedule came out.
Yeah, because, you know, Burrow and Chase going back to New Orleans. Jarvis Landry playing for the Saints now.
Tyrann Mathieu,
yeah. Bengals are 1.5-point road favorites. I feel like Bengals on the road. I feel like I'm going to take the Saints. Home dog, take the points.
Who's their quarterback? Is it Andy Dalton? Give me Cincinnati.
Taysom Hill.
Give me Cincinnati.
That flower girl's dropping petals on this path to the table. Like,
sweat wristbands and a headband.
Yeah, all that. Yes, all that. You got me. Dr. Toboggan says for sure. Ravens at Giants. Ravens are 5.5-point favorites in New York. I'm gonna take the Giants. Take the G-men.
You know what? Like, I don't think the Giants are that good.
I'm falling for it.
I don't. They're gonna cover this game. The Giants are gonna cover this game. I don't think the Giants are that good, but coaching matters. Coaching matters. Give me the Giants.
Bucks at Steelers. Bucks
also, you're really betting against Joe Burrow in the Superdome? To go back to that, sorry. I know that was a game ago, but I just thought of that.
Yeah, but you know, the offensive line, he's not going to be able to block. Is his offensive line going to be able to block the Saints? They're on the road. I mean, they haven't been that good. The 2-3, just the Saints are.
I know, but Joe Burrow at the Superdome, like, I feel like Coach Hill is probably going to be there.
Coach Joe's going to be there with a $17 million buyout.
And his 27-year-old girlfriend.
Bucks and Steelers.
I was going to say 17, but that would not have been good.
Yeah, yeah, good. Bucks are 8-point favorites on the road. Pickett's not off to a good start. I'll lay the points with Tampa Bay.
This is where Robbie says I was right. Najee Harris is a bum. Give me the Buccaneers.
Najee Harris is a bum. He gets he's averaging 1 yard a carry. I don't know. It's pretty low. And last year, he put up 1,200 yards, but he averaged less than 4 yards a carry. I feel like every game is 11 carries, 20 yards for Najee Harris.
He's terrible at Najee Harris.
Slow. He didn't run the 40. We shouldn't really know. We knew. I could have told you guys that. Guy's slow. Panthers at Rams. Rams are 10-point favorites. God, new coach smell. I'll take Carolina.
Have you seen? Do you know who their new coach is?
Who's? It's Wilkes.
Did you see how he coached at Arizona?
He got 1 year.
Give me the Rams. Give me the Rams.
Coach O with an entourage of NLWs. Coach Burrow with the homecoming game, taking the Bengals.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
I did take a very long time to serve Dolphin game. I just threw it up in the air.
It's like, throws it up, catches it again.
Like Jackie Moon. Burr, burr, burr. I don't like it.
But how many times did you hit the sideline guy in the head?
Oh. extremely short shorts for his match. Whoa! Cardinals and Seahawks. Cardinals 2.5-point favorites. I'm going to do with the Seahawks. I mean, Kyler Murray on the road. Geno Smith playing well. Yeah. And they may have a conflict because of the Seattle Mariners Astros series has a game four. They may be playing at the same time at the same complex. They may have to move some games around. But it doesn't look like there'll be a game four.
There won't be a game four.
I'll take the Seahawks,
which is good for the Padres because the Mariners have that tiebreaker in the world if they play in the World Series.
All right, the Romo and Nance game for the rematch.
Oh. Okay, this makes sense for the first time. For the first time all year, CBS got it right.
Bills at Chiefs, and it is the Bills that are 2.5-point favorites. Everyone's going to be talking about the overtime, and then they changed the overtime rule in the playoffs just because of that game last year.
First time in Patrick Mahomes' career that he's an underdog at home.
I'm taking Mahomes. That's all you need
first
to know.
First time in his career. He's never been an underdog at home.
I'm taking Mahomes, and it's 3 points or less. Ooh, yeah. I'll take, you know, Gabe Davis torched the Chiefs last time. He might torch him again, but Mahomes is going to blacksmith his way. Kelce had 4 touchdowns last week, although 25 yards. But he's a tight end. The tight end's not supposed to catch long passes all the time. I would take the Chiefs.
This is not. This line isn't even close to right. Buffalo's going to win by double digits.
Whoa! Revenge game for Josh Allen. I can see that. I can see that. Kansas City can't cover pigs. Team.
Like Kansas City's good. This could be an AFC Championship preview. Like Kansas City's good, but Buffalo's just a different level. We're going to look back at the end of the season. We're going to look back at Buffalo's record. How did they lose to the Dolphins? Doesn't make sense.
All right, SDI Sunday Night Football. Guess all the division.
Hold on. I know what the Monday night game is. I know it's Chargers Broncos. So that being said, Commanders are playing tonight. Mm-hmm. We haven't done the Giants.
We did do the Giants.
We did the Giants.
They play the Ravens.
That's right. Oh, this is easy. Cowboys Eagles.
Yep.
5-0-4-1.
Yeah. Sunday Night Football. And this is a monster matchup. That was like immediate. Like, that's all they could talk about this week. Monster matchup, Cowboys. And they would have done that even if both teams were terrible. But yeah, Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. It looks like Cooper Rush will still be quarterback for the Cowboys.
Good. Better for the Cowboys.
You go first, SDI.
So if it was Dak Prescott, I would take the Eagles easy. It's Cooper Rush. Cowboys are better with Cooper Rush. 6.5 is a lot. Like, I know it's Cooper Rush. I know that's why the line is as high as it is. Micah Parsons, he can get after Jalen Hurts. I think the Eagles stay undefeated, but I think the Cowboys cover.
So you know what next week's Sunday night game is?
Giants Commanders.
Nope. No NFC East. It is the you're never gonna guess it. It is the Dolphins and Steelers.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know that. They were going to flex out of it, but according to Andy Slater, they didn't flex out of it because we're celebrating the 72 team.
That's right. It's the 50-year anniversary of the 1972 team. And guess who's the last undefeated team left?
Yeah, the Eagles.
So it's Sunday Night Football. And then the Eagles have a bye next week. So this is the last chance to pop the bottles before next week's celebration. And I think it's going to be a perfect, great celebration out there with Zonk, Grease, and Merck, because the Cowboys are going to win. And we're going to be popping the bottles, and we're all going to have a toast next week on Sunday Night Football. That's why
we should have ended the podcast with that. You go, next week, pop the bottles.
Well, we got another game.
I know. It should have been the Monday night game.
It should have been the Monday night
game. Anyway, are we going to get to hot this week?
Maybe we will next week. Thank you.